is calling for laborers true in his field. Together the sheaves ere they perish, when mercy no more is revealed. We bask in the sunlight of glory, on heavenly manna we're fed, while souls o'er the ocean in darkness are starving for life-giving bread. They perish now, yet Jesus to save them has died. God paid them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
The mission trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Lashley. It brings me great joy to again present the Word of God over this powerful station, XEG. A very cheerful greeting to all those who are tuned to the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. This is Willie Murphy speaking to you. Before I bring to you the message from the Word, let me tell you that the broadcast is given with the hope that there may be some listening who are searching for the truth. If so, we hope that the thoughts and scriptures selected may be just the ones for your particular need. Our work is a work of faith, and it is supported largely by those who are willing to contribute to see the gospel go forth, both by radio and the printed weekly message. You see, we also offer these messages in print each week, free of charge, to those who wish to have their names added to our mailing list. Should you be hearing the broadcast for the first time, or if you have listened before but failed to write us, why not send us a card or letter and join with us in prayer for those whose hearts are hungry for the truth. You may write to us in this way, The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Listen now to one of my favorite parables from the mouth of our Lord. In the book of Mark, the 4th chapter and beginning with verse 3, we read, "Hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow. And it came to pass, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth. And immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up, and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. And other fell on good ground, and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased, and brought forth some 30, and some 60, and some 100. For the next few moments, I want to speak to you concerning our obligation to sow the gospel seed. In this parable, the seed is likened unto the Word of God. The sower went forth into his field, scattering the precious grain all around him. It is true that not all of it yielded fruit, because some of it fell by the wayside. It was not long until the birds had devoured it, so of course it could not bring forth fruit. Did you ever hear the expression that some people let things go into one ear and out the other? Well, that's just about true in the manner in which some people receive the gospel. Young people and teenagers sometimes consider that it's the old folks who need to read the Bible and think about eternity and where they're going when they leave this world. Therefore, little time or thought is spent by them in serious or deep meditation. We hope that's not the case with all. In fact, we know that it isn't, because we do know that some young people are very seriously in earnest about serving the Lord and dedicated to His cause. Then some men likewise consider that the Word of God and the Gospel is suitable for women, but there are too many things from which they would be restrained should they give up their sinful life. I would say that it is people like these that Jesus spoke about in this parable. Satan came immediately and devoured the Word before it had time to profit them. Nevertheless, it is still my duty and your duty to tell others of the gospel message. It is not for us to always know how much good or profit may come from sowing the seed. There's another class of people shown here. These are the ones which are likened unto stony ground. The seed sprang up and grew momentarily, but when the sun came forth, it withered away. There are many people who have a love for the truth. They know it is right. They admire those who live by its precepts, and sometimes they even venture to try it themselves. But when a few trials come, it seems that the way is too straight and the obligation is too great, so they give it up. I wonder if there is one hearing the broadcast tonight that would be in this class. Notice the third type of ground shown in this parable. That is where the seed fell among the thorns. No doubt the ground was plenty fertile, but this is an illustration of some people who have good and honest hearts and really good intentions. But somewhere along the way, the cares and problems of life and the responsibilities which they face from day to day overcome them, and they really never accomplish very much for God. Of course, I like best of all the thought that some of the seed fell into good ground and yielded fruit. Even so, it is the will of God that His word be spread abroad into every nation, kindred, tongue, and people, that all may have an opportunity to follow its precepts. In Psalms 126, verse 5 and 6, we read, "They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him." Here also is a verse found in Deuteronomy 22:9, which has a spiritual meaning. It says, "Thou shalt not sow thy vineyard with divers seeds, lest the fruit of thy seed which thou hast sown and the fruit of thy vineyard be defiled." Now, what I have been talking to you about is pertaining to good seed or the gospel message. A godly life and a good example are necessary for those who would sow the word. But when one attempts to sow good seed and evil at the same time, this is breaking the commandments of God. The ancient Jews were here instructed to sow only one type of seed in their fields at the same time. The seed must not be mixed. Friends, I wonder if there might be some hearing this broadcast tonight who are endeavoring to serve God on the one hand, and on the other hand, they're serving the enemy of their souls and indulging in many things which lead to evil and lead them away from the true way. Another verse we should constantly bear in mind is found in Ecclesiastes 11:4. "He that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the cloud shall not reap." We so often want conditions to be just ideal for our efforts which are put forth for God. Otherwise, it's so easy for us to wait, thinking that at a later time it will be better. This is often a mistake. We're instructed to sow the word freely without waiting for conditions to be better. On the night of October 8th, 1871, D.L. Moody had been preaching in the city of Chicago, as he had done many Sunday nights before. But upon this particular occasion, Mr. Moody made what he considered the greatest blunder he had ever made in his life. The courthouse bell was sounding an alarm of fire, but he paid no attention to it. They were accustomed to hear the fire bell often, and it did not disturb them. He finished his sermon upon "What Shall I Do with Jesus?" and said to the audience, "Now I want you to take the question with you and think it over. And next Sunday, I want you to come back and tell me what you're going to do with him. What a mistake, he said afterward. It seems as if Satan was in my mind when I said it. Since then, I've never dared to give an audience a week to think of their salvation. If they were lost, they might rise up in judgment against me. The tragic part of that mistake was that much of Chicago was burned to the ground and the next morning lay in ashes. Their place of a meeting did not escape the flames, and the buildings were destroyed also. Who can tell the results of what may befall us if we delay in scattering the gospel seed? Let us pray. Our Father, we pray for divine assistance, that we may freely and boldly sow the gospel of seed among all the nations of the world. Bless those who hear the broadcast tonight, and may it kindle in them a fervent desire to be more diligent in scattering the gospel, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Listen now to this poem entitled, Lost Opportunities. Only a word, yes, only a word, that the Spirit's small voice whispered, speak. But the worker passed onward, unblessed and weak, whom you were meant to have stirred to courage, devotion, and love anew. Because when the message came to you, you were out of touch with your Lord. Only a note, yes, only a note, to a friend in a distant land. The Spirit said, write. But then you had planned some different word, and you thought it mattered little. You did not know 'twould have saved a soul from sin and woe. You were out of touch with your Lord. Only a song? Yes, only a song. That the Spirit said, sing tonight. Thy voice is thy master's by purchased right. But you thought, mid this motley throng, I care not to sing of the city of God. And the heart that your words might have reached grew cold. You were out of touch with your Lord. Only a day, yes, only a day. But oh, can you guess, my friend, where the influence reaches and where it will end? Of the hours that you fritted away, the Master's command is, abide in me, and the fruitless and vain will your service be, if out of touch with your Lord. Listen now to the song, Drifting, as sung by Lynn Carver, Arnett Carver, Troy Gentry, and Manuel Mitchell.
Why are you drifting alone as before? Thoughtlessly down to eternity shore. Noonday has passed, comes a set of light sun. Where are you now when your drifting is done? Drifting alone, drifting alone, with a smile and a sigh, smile and a song.
This message has been brought to you by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Till next Friday night at 10:45, that's Central Standard Time, this is Willie Murphy saying, may God's richest blessings be yours and a very pleasant good night.